Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to You Are a Superhero Show on the Meeting Ike series for children, Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Marina Liaros Naples, and I am your host here on this show twice a month on Thursdays at noon. This show here is for adults, for the caretakers of children, whether you are a parent or a grandparent, if you are a teacher, instructor, a counselor, a therapist, a nurse, doctor, or other type of caretaker for children. This is a great show for you to connect with other caretakers, to share your experiences, and to learn some additional and new information that can help you when working with and dealing with and raising children. Children today are or seem to be much more spiritually attuned, much more astute as to what is going on around them in their life, and are so much more aware of cause and effect, and are very curious to learn more. And since there are so many avenues for them to learn with the internet out there and different groups, there is so much more available than even when I was growing up back in the 60s. We didn't have internet then and no fax machine, not even computers. So the children today truly have an advantage in many, many ways to be able to learn and to benefit from the good avenues that are available to advance them in many ways, not only in with school and learning, but also holistically, metaphysically, and spiritually, which this show is all about. Now, they have the opportunity to be able to learn so many wonderful things to be able to guide them and to develop them into very balanced adults on all of those levels, and the spiritual, the physical, the mental, psychological, emotional, the spiritual and soul level. But there are also a lot of pitfalls, and there are a lot of other things that are interfering with them and learning and behavioral as well. There is so much evidence nowadays, no matter what your belief is, whether or not that vaccinations cause autism, other learning disabilities, and also illnesses, or if you don't believe that, you cannot argue against the fact that we have got a tremendous trend, if you will, that of things that have gone wrong with our kids in health wise, the number of different ailments and cancers and autism, learning disabilities, behavioral disabilities, children seem to be lost, and also having the physical ailments as well that interfere with them being able to benefit of all the good that is out there and available. And today's show is going to touch on some of that and some of the questions that I asked in the write-up for today's show is, is your child or the child under your care, are they hyperactive? Is mealtime and bedtime a struggle? Do they fight against it? Are they all worked up? Are they hyperactive then? Are they emotional? Are they afraid? Do some of your students, does their attention wander? Now, whether or not that you are a teacher or if you homeschool your own children, do you notice that their attention begins to wander or they begin to act up after mealtime, after they, you've cleaned the house, or after the school has gone through a cleaning, or after they've been in gym, the swim class? Do you see children that have, or your own children that have the sniffles on a regular basis? They're always wiping their hands, with their nose with their fingers or their hands. Are they tired a lot? Do you notice dark circles dark circles that are under their eyes. And then also, are they excited or are they gassy often? So today we're going to cover some of that and some of the most overlooked simple reasons as to why the above symptoms happen and what you can do about them. And if you would like to, you can call in. You can call in to chat with me. This is a 30-minute show. We'll be here until 12:30. And if you would like to call in to talk to me, the number here is 619-924-0837. That number again is 619-924-0837. Now, getting back to the behavioral aspects and the emotional aspects of children under your care or, children that within your own family, many of these that happen are because of either allergies from foods and substances and solutions that are either inhaled, ingested by way of beverage or food, including snacks, all of their little snacks that they have and all of the different things that are in the food. And they could be reacting to also to mold or dust. And I know that many of people, listening in are aware of many of these things, but if you take a look at our food and how it's so different than it was decades ago, before, in food and in bread, in milk product, just the wholesome ingredients. Now what's going on is that there are fillers going inside of the foods that really don't belong there, that aren't really food at all. They are fillers. And they're having an adverse reaction on children and on adults too. So you may have some of those symptoms, some of the things I mentioned before that you've noticed for your own self. And if you take a look at something as simple as bread, if you take any of the wheat, spelt, any of the grains, the rye, any of those that are used in making bread, original way is they would make sourdough starter. And what I've learned not too long ago was that people who are supposedly, that if they're gluten sensitive, that they should be able to have real sourdough bread, not sourdough bread that is using yeast and other fillers that are in there. If you take a look at the ingredient list on the packaging, you'll see what I mean. The real sourdough starter that is used with real sourdough bread of real grain that has not been plummeted with the pesticides and the herbicides and then treated to make sure that there is no in storage, and what they've done to it there and treating it as well there and then packaging it. So there are a lot of things that go on with the food processing before it gets to the grocery store shelves that we are so unaware of. But people are becoming more and more versed as to what has been going on with our food before it hits the grocery store shelves and gets into our homes. Dairy is another one. If you take a look at the dairy products and you read those ingredient lists, you will see that not only is there dairy in there, but now there are starches and other fillers. They don't belong there. That's our food. We don't need starch in there. Starch is in everything. Sugar's in everything. We don't need that. If you're going to have a dairy product, we should just be able to have the dairy product. If we're going to have bread, we should just be able to have the wholesome ingredients that belong in the bread to make it bread. There's no excuse, no reason to be putting this other stuff in there. When you take a look at, as I've noticed recently, I picked up a bottle of lemonade in a store, and I was reading the ingredients. Well, they had starch in there, and they had oil in there. Now, you tell me, why in the world would they need to be putting a starch and oil inside of a lemonade? Lemonade, very simply, you've got water, you have sugar, real sugar, and you've got lemons. That's all that's really needed to be able to make lemonade. The starch, it serves no purpose whatsoever in with that. If anyone is familiar with the grocery store named Aldi, those are all over a number of different areas, different states over in the United States, and I'm not sure about other countries. And I know it began in Canada, so I know over in Canada that they have them as well, is that they have switched to offering quite a number of organic ingredients. They were the first ones, I believe, that ended up pulling the ground beef because there was that pink slime, I think it was called, that was being mixed in with the ground beef. Why was that there? It served no purpose whatsoever, a filler. Presenting the meat so it would stay this particular color. It's fake. It's fake food when they do that to the food. It is not good for us. It's not good for our children. It's not good for our pets. And there are adverse reactions. Now, they have proven time and time again about the GMO-type foods. And did you know that in tomatoes, that I have read a number of times is what with the GMO, they are taking and putting the actual DNA of a fish. Yes, a fish and the DNA of tomatoes. All tomatoes, I'm not sure about that. Obviously not the organic ones and not the heirloom ones, but the hybrid, the GMO ones, and I'm not sure if it's all of those tomatoes, but yes. So somebody that has a sensitivity or an allergy and sometimes a life-threatening allergy to seafood and fish, they're getting this DNA in the tomatoes. To me, that's unconscionable. Now, getting back to the children and thinking about the lunches that they have over in school, the mass amount of food that they make, commercially processed, commercially made, and the preservatives and the colorings that go in, the flavorings, the artificial flavorings that go into all of this, and then the cleaning solutions that they use inside of the schools. There have been reports repeatedly with the children that become ill, and even some teachers, after they've done a cleaning throughout the school or, you know, in the classrooms, using these chemically derived, very harsh cleaning solutions. And the children are reacting. The attention spans, they're emotional upsets, they become either violent, they become agitated, they can't focus, and they are also becoming emotional. They pick on other students, or they are ones that get picked on or get their feelings hurt very easily, that everything that has been said or done to them is offensive to them in an emotional level. So it is upsetting a very fundamental arena for these children where they're spending hours at a time to learn and and the learning processes that they're doing there, it's very difficult for children because children are much more creative and they are expressive and they see and feel the world in color and sound, music, vibration. So that is, and by touch and feel experimentation, if they learn much better that way. So the school classroom, it is very difficult. It takes away from that for them. So don't even get me started on that. But we are talking about the environment, the immediate environment around our children and ourselves as well. So what is it that we can do? How can we circumvent this? How can we limit these problems to a degree? If anyone has ever heard of or met or had the blessing of being able to have their child treated by, and she's been in the business for a number of decades, basically mostly retired now, or even been treated by, is Dr. Doris Rapp. R-A-P-P. And she's originally from the Buffalo, New York area. And when I had a center, a holistic metaphysical center over in Niagara County, just outside of Buffalo, Niagara Falls area, I was fortunate enough to have Dr. Doris Rapp sit in on one of my Ask the Experts panel. And there was a monthly panel that I had an expert from the holistic field, the metaphysical field, and also the spiritual field. So I had three people on each month, and Dr. Doris Rapp was one of the people that I was so very fortunate and blessed to be able to have the very rare appearance of from her on this panel. And she is the leader in with children. She has in the allergies. She had moved out to Arizona, a clinic over there. She doesn't necessarily treat children anymore, but she is still accessible to be able to connect with. And you know, and if she can't give you information, she absolutely recommends select few practitioners for your children as well. And I highly recommend getting in touch with her for additional information, especially if you have children that are so very much affected by foods, molds, you know, the cleaning solutions, the different, you know, synthetic fabrics and stuff, because things outgas. The different synthetic flooring and rugs and even the cabinets, you put new cabinets into the homes and things like that, and the car, vehicle too. So she is really stellar in this field. Now, one of the things that I recall, she's a close family friend of ours, and one of the things that I recall with Dr. Doris Rapp is in the books that she has, she has a number of books out, so you really definitely Google that and look her up. She is a wealth of information. And in the books, talks about how she would actually be called in for different legal cases. And there were a couple that stand out for me over the years, and one in particular was this teenage boy. He ended up, was very, very allergic, sensitive to, reacted very strongly to a sugar. And he ended up going on a sugar binge, and he ended up stealing a car. And he did, there was a police chase. And when they finally caught him and, you know, brought him in and brought him in, arrested him and brought him in to jail, and that after he came down from the sugar high, he didn't remember what he did. And he was that sensitive to it, and the exhaustion that happens after that, after coming down from that, the effect that it has, that sugar, on his brain circuitry really took over like a drug would. And then another story was that there was one child she was treating, and she could not pinpoint what was wrong. Anytime that he would eat candy, chocolate bars, things like that, he would have this particular reaction. And so she tested him individually for each one of those ingredients. And she was not getting the response that he would when he would directly eat that chocolate. So she ended up contacting the manufacturer of the candy and said, here's who I am, here's what's going on, here's what I tested with, and what can you tell me, what's different than what I'm doing with each of these individual ingredients? And you know, the response was what they told her to test with and test for was cockroaches. As disgusting as it sounds, that is what they told her to, because she has tested for every single thing that they had for ingredients, but when they are making candy and food and processed food, is that they are allowed by law or the health guidelines, is that they are allowed to have a certain percentage, it's low enough, but a certain percentage of foreign objects, foreign entities that end up in the vats, those large vats of making the food or the candy, the processed food. So she tested this child for cockroaches, and she got the reaction that he would have when he would eat the candy bars. So sometimes it's not also the things that we know, it's the unknown, things we don't know, the unseen. As disgusting as that is, it's the truth of our world. You know, there is mass production of processed food out there on the shelves. When you look at it, everything from cheeses and meats to the cereal, candies, you know, spaghetti sauces, you name it, it's out there. It's mass produced. And when you stop to think about it, and these manufacturing plants, the vast size of the output of these products that they make of them, that is, there's no way that they can control 99.9999% or 100%. So there are things that do happen along the way. No, that's the chances we take when we resort to processed and packaged food that we haven't taken care of and done ourselves. Now, everything, you know, you can go from the manufacturing plants back to where they got each one of those ingredients, and those fresh ingredients and things that were done to those ingredients, the food, that before it even got to them, the spraying of the fruits and vegetables during for transport, before they were picked, while they were being grown, getting the soil ready, in the water that is used. So there are a lot of things, and a lot of that we can't control when we are in a world where we utilize the mass production of foods that are commercially bought. Where we can go ahead and control this is in our own home, things that we do, things that we use, taking a look at our cleaning solutions. Children react to that too. Adults react to that. We have such a epidemic, really. I mean, it comes down to there's such an epidemic of people and animals that are, I'm not even sure the best way to describe it. I mean, they've really, we have an upset in our emotional expression and our thought processing and our interaction. And there's so much there that can be changed so easily to get us back on track. When I see and hear about people and they are, you see people that are just emotionally distraught and they are seem lost, or they're the you've got, I don't know about you, but you know how you see what you witness when you're out and about there, but there's so much that is so wrong and it didn't used to be like that. And I think that we have gone way too far as advancements in certain areas that are really detrimental to us. And a lot of things need to get back to basics. And as I started out the show, we need to get back to basics and with the food. And once again, how can we do that? Closing up the show now we've got about another 5 minutes here. Is, you know, can you grow your own food? Yes, absolutely you can. Can you create your own compost pile? Absolutely. You can, even if you don't have enough space in your backyard, even if you put some and grow things in pots and get the organic seeds, get the organic plants, and you're composting from your own home that you can take your vegetable and fruit scrapings, you can take your eggshells, and if you drink coffee, your coffee grounds, and you mix that with the dead leaves, you know, that fall from the tree, and grass clippings, and some clean soil, and you mix that up and mix that up, and over time you end up with a nice healthy that will grow your garden and even your potted items beautifully and very healthfully. What can you do with the soils that are in your garden? Besides the compost, you can put Epsom salt in there that is high in minerals. Our soils are so deplete of minerals, and they have found through studies is that quite a number of mental and emotional issues stem from nutritional deficiencies having to do with minerals and vitamins. B complex and also the different minerals, these attribute huge, vitamin D3, huge to depression and also emotional upsets and even schizophrenia. They have found that when they treated them nutritionally, that a number of people come back to being normal behavior, normal thought processes, and things like that. So, taking a good look at the world around us, what can you do? What can you do in your own home for your children? The cleaning solutions you use in your own home, finding the more natural ones, even the baking soda, white vinegar, water, and even some essential oils. Essential oils, really need to be careful with those. I think that we've really gotten out of hand of using essential oils. They are so highly concentrated when even an infusion of the actual substance would be just as healthy and to be able to use in the home and cleaning and for our health. So, getting back to those type of basics, and then the laundry, you don't really need those laundry sheets. White vinegar in the rinse cycle really does soften the clothes and gets odors out as well. So there's a lot that we can do differently. And borax is another one, using that in the laundry. These are more natural substances, foods. We can still be allergic to certain things, but if you get the organically grown, grow your own food, get rid of the chemicals and the packaging and stuff like that. Do you have synthetic rugs in your house? Rugs can been proven to be unhealthy. You've got the floor, then you have the padding, and then you have the rug itself. And a lot of stuff gets underneath there, and it grows. And the mites, the dust mites and the mold and things that get caught underneath there. And when you shampoo the rug and the padding gets wet and it does dry, but, has it created mold? And so were we made to live in an environment where our home is plastic? And that's what those rugs are. That's what a lot of the flooring is these days. So here's your homework to help the children around you and help yourself as well. Take a good look. Take a pad and paper and go throughout room to room and say, okay, what is this made out of? The bedding, the linens on the bedding, their clothing. And how can you better and improve those aspects and to be able to help with that? The thing with food, you have a food allergy reaction, here's a good little tip that I learned from Dr. Doris Rapp. You take about a teaspoon of baking soda, put it into a glass of water, stir it up till it's completely dissolved, and you drink that. That is supposedly going to neutralize an allergic reaction. So there are many things you can do. Absolutely, I do recommend strongly looking up Dr. Doris Rapp, her books, her periodicals that she's printed, and learn quite a bit from her and what she has to offer. And tune in again. My name is Marina Liaros-Naples. I am the host here on the Meeting Ike series Blog Talk Radio Show. I also hold children's play shops and day camps in the Western New York area for children from ages 5 all the way up to 17 in 4 different age groups. The first one begins mid-May. You can contact me to learn how your children can learn all things holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual during these day shops and play shops and day camps at meeting.ike.series@earthlink.net. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions, also contact me, send me an email. Thank you for joining me today.